The DEC and the Park Commission will provide $50,000 to expand by 2 months a boat steward program. They will also develop and implement an outreach program for boaters and increase patrols by officers trained in aquatic invasive spread prevention. $200,000 from the State Environmental Protection Fund will be used to contain and prevent the spread of Asian clam and other aquatic invasives. The Park Commission and the DEC will also develop an environmental review, which must be completed before any mandatory boat washing or inspections could be implemented. Lake George Park Commission Executive Director Dave Wick.
We've been working with the DEC for many months, trying to progress the best possible plan for invasive species prevention for Lake George. We've had a number of groups engage stakeholders, and we've come out with a lot of ideas. And I think what this announcement does, with the governor coming out saying, we want to do more for 2013, is a great positive.
But Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki is disheartened. He says it appears the decision-making ability of the Lake George Park Commission has been circumvented by the DEC.
The commission did a management study that detailed the impacts that this invasive species issue can have on the lake, on its economy, on its ecology, and came up with a management plan, and that, unfortunately, has been lost. Second point is we're going ahead with a plan that's status quo that hasn't worked. We've had the current voluntary inspection program has not been successful at keeping invasives out of Lake George. It's hard for me to get excited about a program that will not protect Lake George for the long term. And I think recognizing that it's a nice sum of money, the state hasn't even matched what the Warren County Board of Supervisors put on the table last fall to treat invasive species.
Protect the Adirondacks was among a group of organizations that earlier this month asked the governor and the DEC to take strong action to stop the spread of aquatic invasives and implement mandatory boat inspections on Lake George. Protect Executive Director Peter Bauer is also not impressed with this agreement.
The Lake George Park Commission was poised to move ahead with a mandatory boat inspection and decontamination program, and the DEC has used its enormous weight to prevail upon the Park Commission not to do anything. And this is unfortunate because it runs counter to the desires of local governments around the lake, of businesses around the lake that want the state to step up and do more to protect the lake, which is the most important economic asset in the greater Warren County area.
New York State DEC Executive Deputy Commissioner Mark Gerstmann says what they are doing is a two-step process, and they will look at the long-term implications through the environmental review process.
We all recognize that Lake George is a jewel and it needs protection, and we intend to work through the environmental review process, collect information from all of the stakeholders, and with Lake George Park Commission, come up with a strategy that protects the lake. We will do everything we can to expedite, but we also are wed to the need for an objective, thorough analysis of an aquatic invasive species plan so that when we come up with the final plan at the end of the environmental review process, it's an effective plan and it's going to work to protect the lake.
All the stakeholders emphasize that the current best practice for preventing the spread of aquatic invasives is to inspect and clean boats and recreation gear before entering water bodies. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.